We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Hey,
it's the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and TGIF, thank goodness, in case you're sensitive, it's Friday. My favorite day of the week? Any day I get to spend with you, except for Mondays. Oh, Mondays. No, I'm kidding. Any day I get to spend with you is absolutely great. This one especially great because when I get off, I'm going to the company holiday party. So it's kind of the calm before the storm, but let's make the most of our time together. And that is exactly what I plan to do. On the way, going to be hearing from the Joe Rose Show. They're talking to Montcousin, Davin Godshaw, both from Louisiana. Both attended LSU. Good guy right there. Going to be a very good interview, so keep it tuned for that. Also, Dan Le Batard Show. Here's a little something that they might be throwing out for you in just a few. A taste.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Thank you. Thank you. I hear the. I can hear the walking ovation.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be some fun right there. Then we're going to end the show with Hawk and Crowder telling Dion Waiters, set your ass down again. But right now, let's sit into some headlines. This is the Day Spa headlines, if you can't hear the music. Tonight, 7 p.m., the Heat face the league-leading Lakers, but will do so without Dion Waiters due to his third suspension of the season. The Dolphins play the Giants Sunday at 1. New York will be without cornerback Janoris Jenkins and quarterback Daniel Jones. Jones is injured, while Jenkins has been released after he posted an offensive tweet at a fan. Led by Pompano Beach native Lamar Jackson's 5 touchdown passes last night, the Ravens destroyed the Jets 42-21. LSU's Joe Burrow won the Best College Player and QB trophies at last evening's College Football Awards. He's also the favorite to win the Heisman tomorrow in New York. The Panthers fell to the Islanders 3-1 last night. Tomorrow, they play the Bruins at the BB&T. Puck drops at 7. Pre-game starts here on 560 The Joe at 6:30. The Marlins have bolstered their bullpen by adding former Dodgers reliever Yimi Garcia. Julie Ertz has been named U.S. Soccer's Female Athlete of the Year. Christian Pulisic took the award on the men's side. Now let's take that downward turn in the day spa. Give you another. Due to a clerical error, a Dallas woman recently had $37 million deposited into her bank account. With that said, I'll give you a couple seconds to check your account now. Are we good? Good. Thousands of penis-shaped worms have washed up on a California beach. Kind of looks like my college spring breaks. Total sausage party. A Maine man noticed once that his duck was feeling a little depressed, so he did something about it. The duck's mate, it was eaten by a bobcat, but he didn't want her to go single forever, so he posted a duck dating ad on Facebook, and now the duck has a date. Facebook, so much more than just a human dating site. Now on to weather, brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast calls for light showers with temperatures in the low 70s. We'll see you at Champion Simulcast Center and Sports Bar at Hylia Park on Sunday, January 12th, for the National Horse Players Championship Qualifier. There's $10,000 in prize money up for grabs, and the winner earns a seat in the Las Vegas Finals. Register now at HyliaPark.com. Joe Rose Show, talking to my brethren, Davin Godshaw. I can remember covering Davin Godshaw down in South Louisiana when he was a Plaquemine High Green Devil. He was someone special then, went on to LSU, covered him at LSU. He was something special there. Now, lo and behold, I'm covering him here in Miami, and once again, a very special guy. How special? Well, he's been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He talks with the Joe Rose Show about that. Also, hitting the panic button after just 4 games this season? Seeing new faces on the team? That fits motivation? Blocking out the talk of next year? And then he gets into the good stuff. His alma mater, my alma mater, LSU in the playoffs, and big deal Burrow.
And let's just get into the good stuff, man. So the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominee, you got it for the Dolphins. And, man, I was glad to see it because you've been doing a lot of stuff, man, on your off time with all these things.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, man?
I mean, I just have to say, like, my mom and my mentors, you know, like, just keeping me humble and just keeping me, you know, well-rounded, you know, never forget where you come from, you know, just getting the time, man. I mean, it's always a pleasure to give back in the community.
It's great, man. You see, I didn't realize some of the things. I was just reading articles on some of the things you're involved with and splitting up time between Boys and Girls Club and some of the other things that you've been doing. It's great to see the DCC and all the other things. Fantastic stuff there. Hey, man, let's jump right into the football stuff here. After the first four games, Devon, I was a little concerned, my man. I was like, oh, boy. Were you concerned after those first four games? Like, we got to get better. Like, this can't. And all of a sudden, it's like you throw those first four games out. It's been a lot better situation, even after losing some really good players.
I mean, I wasn't concerned at all because I know the work we put in the OTAs and training camp. You know, I know the work that eventually show. I just think we had to just bond and gel as a team, come together as one. So I wasn't really concerned. I mean, even though the first, you know, like really the first two games, really the first game was like, you know, like wasn't us at all. So I mean, you know, we kind of got, you know, like kind of let Baltimore kind of like have their way. So I mean, I think, you know, just going back into the workbooks, going back into the meeting rooms, and you know, just keep gelling at it, and just keep getting better. I think that was the biggest improvement that we made.
Devon, like piggybacking what Joe said, a couple games left in the season. Obviously, the beginning of the season not what you wanted. The start to season to look like, but how much has Brian Flores' influence or just his attitude kind of changed the locker room a little bit? Whether wins or losses, just what it's done to the locker room this season.
I think just the confidence aspect, you know, like just knowing that, you know, like we have the talent and we have the ability to beat every game. You know, what I mean, even though, you know, like we lost, like you guys said, like we lost some really good players. You know, we have the confidence and the attitude to be in every game. You know, no matter who we play, you know, no matter who it is. You know, I think, you know, just having that mindset about each and every week that, you know, like we're gonna be in the ball game. Now we got to go win the ball game. You know, like, you know, fourth quarter last week against the Jets. You know, I can count, you know, like 20 games. You know, we in fourth quarter, we are still in the ball game against like really good teams. You know, what I mean, so I just think, you know, like just having that mindset each and every week that, you know, now we got to go finish as 2 to 3 men and go take this football game because nobody's going to give it to us.
You guys got a lot of new teammates and more guys keep coming in. Either guys don't play well and they get rid of them or they put them on IR and more guys coming in. What is that like? I don't ever remember a year anything like this one. What's it like for you as a player?
I mean, it's tough because the hardest thing in football is to have trust. You got to trust your teammates and you got to build that. I think, you know, like you build those trust during hard situations, like training camp, when Coach Phil got us conditioning and like, we got to come back and have one more team here, you know, like, you know, so I think like those times like that are like, you know, like that's when you build the most trust in your teammates because can I trust this guy outside of me? Can I trust him that he's going to do his job and like that he's going to get it done, that he's going to stay in this gap, that he's going to have the right B-gap rush, you know, just things like that. I just think, you know, just in those tough times that builds like true trust, you know, it builds true adversity. So I think like, you know, just having new guys, you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing you have to build is trust.
Devon, what does it do to the guys on the sideline or even in the locker room in general when you see your quarterback, 37-year-old quarterback, just about every single week, Ryan Fitzpatrick, giving up his body, running, doing something crazy on the field that you wouldn't really expect a 37-year-old out there to be doing? What does it do for the defense? Does it give you guys a little bit of extra oomph kind of on the sideline to see your guy, your old man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, doing stuff like that on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying, I mean, as a defensive lineman, I mean, I love that, you know, my quarterback sacrificing his body, you know, going in and scoring a touchdown, diving for a touchdown, you know, I mean, diving for a first down. I mean, I love that. That gets me fired up knowing that, you know, like we can't let him down because he's giving it his all. Now we need one more stop on defense to get him the ball back to do it again. So, I mean, I love situations like that. You know, I thrive in situations like that. So, I mean, the things that Fitz are doing, I mean, I love it, man. It's incredible.
One good thing for you has been, even though that secondary has been all over the place with either injury or just guys in and out of that lineup, you look at Jenkins and Wilkins and yourself, pretty much the linebacking core has stayed the same. It seems like it's really helped. Raekwon, Jerome, Sam Aguavin, and then throwing in a little cranberry man there with Beagle. It's been a lot of the same group of guys, and it looks like you guys have really started to play well. Do you feel like you're playing better?
Yes, I mean, just one game at a time. I mean, just new opponent every week. Just get better from last week. I mean, just never get complacent. You know, I think that, you know, those, you know, two receivers, you want them to be your worst and want them to be your best. You know, being complacent and staying consistent. You know, know. So I think, you know, our motto is, you know, we want to stay consistent. We want to get better each and every week, you know. So I think, you know, having that mindset with Coach Flo and all our coaches in the building, you know, like having that mindset of staying consistent and getting better every week, I think, you know, like, I mean, that's the biggest key there. And that's the, I think guys in the front seven have done that.
Devon, I got to ask you this one. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but so we sit around here on these shows and fans, and all we hear about is all the draft picks next year and all the money for free agency. Is it hard to block all that stuff out when you hear it and what the Dolphins might do with their first overall pick and seven picks in the first three rounds? Are you guys able to block all that stuff out or not?
Man, Joe, I don't worry about none of that stuff. I mean, okay. Hey, I'm not DM. I'm not Chris Greer. I'm not the owner, Steven Ross. I mean, I don't worry about none of those things. So I just come each and every day and focus on what I got to do with my task at hand, get better each and every day or something.
All right, let's talk about the meat and potatoes. LSU in the playoff.
Oh, he'll talk about that.
No, I know. We're kind of buttering him up for this at this point. Joe Burrow, LSU, offense and defense. Right, we're just buttering you up for this. Give me a little scouting report. LSU going to run through that playoff or what?
Fun fact, Joe. So fun fact. I was watching the College Football Awards last night, and I didn't know if it was the College Football Awards or if it was the LSU Awards last night. I didn't know the difference because Grant Delpy won the Jim Burke Award. The receiver Jamar Chase won the best receiver award. Joe Burrow damn near swept every award they had out there. So, I mean, I didn't really know. I mean, I just hope it wasn't a trap set up to us playing Oklahoma on December 29th, whenever the game is. So, I didn't know whether it was the College Football Awards or whether it was LSU Awards. I really didn't know.
Devon, there's one more award coming out Saturday night. Joe's going to pick that one up also.
Oh, that Heisman, yeah.
I think everybody knows he's going to pick it up. And now everybody just want to see if he's going to break the record in both. I think everybody knows he's going to win a Heisman. My question is, I just want to see if he's going to break the record in both.
I watch him. We've watched him all year. You were talking about him long before everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon. He's passed every test. Yeah, he's passed every test possible, man. I know the Tua stuff was out there and everything else, but Joe played against really good competition. He passes whatever marks, and you know the marks in the NFL. Well, you know, has he done this? Like, look, I don't know what else the guy can do. He can run. He throws. He got a little something to him back there, a little cocky, like that stuff you want your quarterback to have.
I love it.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I mean, I think he's a real deal. I mean, he passed my eyeball test. I mean, you know, of course, these playoffs is going to be critical. You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, like, he want to be judged as winning the national championship. I just could tell his mindset, his attitude, focus. You know, like, he's still focused on the goal. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, he going to win a Heisman, and, you know, he might have a bad playoff game. You know, but I don't think that's Joe's mindset at all. You know, it's just me just looking at the kids, just scouting the kid out. I mean, I just think he has the right mindset. I think it starts with his parents, you know. I mean, he have the right mindset with those guys. I mean, they raised him correct, you know. So I think, like, just having that mindset, just having those role models around him is a great help for him.
Devon, you played defense at LSU in the Big Bad SEC. If there was a quarterback that carved through all the really good teams like Joe Burrow has, how could he not be the top guy and win all these awards? Like, I've been saying that for weeks now, the fact that if you carve up the SEC, you're obviously a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good player. Offensively or defensively, but the way he's been playing lately, he's put himself on another level.
Yeah, man, breaking the SEC passing record, touchdown record. I mean, that's 4,000, damn near 5,000 yards a season. Like, that's incredible. Like, I mean, I don't, 50 touchdowns, damn near 50 touchdowns in one season. Like, that's just kind of insane. And all them passing touchdowns, you know. I mean, so that's just kind of insane to me. But, I mean, I think, you know, hey, like, at the end of the day, like, they have two more games left. And I know this team, I know the coach, you know him real well. Coach Ed Orgeron coached me defensive line at LSU, so I know, like they say, they're not done yet. They still have two more games, and I know the big prize on their list is a national championship.
Devon, before we let you go, man, I saw your comment, like, you'd like to get this team to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl championship, and it was great, but you also said how important that Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year award would be for you. You don't hear a lot of guys say that, man. That I thought that was pretty cool when I was looking at all the things. Talk about that.
So I think, you know, besides winning the Super Bowl, I think the Walter Payton Man of the Year is probably the biggest award out there. You know, I just showing your true character on and off the field. I mean, you know, like, just doing, I mean, just to me, like, just giving back, just sacrificing your time, you know, because we have Mondays and Tuesdays. We barely have free time. So the time we do have free time, going out in the community, going out in the offseason and doing, you know, giving back with the kids, or just giving back, period. I mean, I think that's, like, one of the biggest achievements, the biggest accomplishment. So I think anytime you can do it, I think that's self-explanatory. You know what I mean? I think, you know, like I said, besides probably winning the Super Bowl or maybe, like, MVP. I think the Walter Payton Man of the Year is probably the best award out there.
Devon, great stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. What you're doing back home where you come from and here in town, I know a lot of it goes for your sister and everything else. So, yeah. Hey, thank you, man. Always great having you. Appreciate it, and we'll see you
always
on the plane. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I can hear Devon Godshaw talk all day long. Like I said, Plaquemine Green Devil, LSU Tiger from Louisiana, and now a Miami Dolphin. Not just talking about sports, not just talking LSU, but talk about some food, some cracklin', some boudin, some etouffee, jambalayas, gumbos, hoghead cheese. That's kind of weird stuff we get into down on the bayou. I know, Devon, if you're listening, you know all about that. And I know your plight if you're trying to get to the Heat game. It's early tonight, 7 o'clock tip against the L.A. Lakers. If you're about to get out of your car, you may want to stick around for just a little bit. If you're stuck in that traffic, I'm not going to say, oh, you're lucky. I'm going to say, look on the bright side. This is coming up next from the Dan Le Batard Show.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Thank you. Thank you. I hear the. I can hear the walking ovation.
Talking Alan Thicke next on the Best of the Joe Show. Oh, yes, it is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Please follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio, playing this music because tonight, Heat, Lakers, American Airlines Arena, the Lakers should be scared. Heat, one of the best teams in the NBA, perfect home record, Jimmy Buckets. Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, so much more. Be scared. Also playing this music because it's Friday the 13th. Even more reason for the Lakers to be scared. Friday the 13th, American Airlines Arena against the Heat, who have not lost at home this season. Oh, I wish I could be there, but I have to go to the company holiday party. So I will be there in spirits. I mean, spirit, nonetheless. I digress. Dan Le Batard Show. They're on weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on 560 The Joe. Always fun. Always making a little special Miami. So what did they do today? Something really cool. The Alan Thicke sound montage and bam, getting better.
So this show ends up developing odd, unusual friendships with very random people over the years, whether it's Kenny G or now it's Hank Azaria, you know, Bob Einstein, the late Bob Einstein was somebody we loved having around the show. And also Alan Thicke, who passed away 3 years ago today, was someone. Now, I never met him, Stu Gatz, but it feels like, I don't know if you guys, if any of us ever met Alan Thicke, but Mike Ryan sobbed for an hour in his bathroom when he learned of Alan Thicke passing. Did any of us ever meet him?
No, we actually drew up the paperwork and it was all ready to go. He was going to make his way down to co-host with us in studio. Remember, at the time of his passing, he was our celebrity prognosticator.
Right. Why'd you cry in your bathroom?
Well, because I found out in my bathroom, and that's, I had a very difficult time processing it because for 3 weeks I was texting with him regularly and I considered him a friend. We would talk throughout the year.
Michael would have great conversations with Alan Thicke. He really would. Like, I would listen to the conversation Mike was having with him when he called it. I don't know why I called him Michael there. I felt the need to call him Michael there, but Michael would have these really good conversations with Alan Thicke, and he has a great impersonation of Alan Thicke, and I would greet Mike every morning saying, "Hello, Michael."
No, I feel comfortable. Alan was my friend, and it was a shock passing. He had a heart attack while he was playing hockey with his son, and anything ripped away from you that's totally unexpected like that, you're gonna have a
Billy. Why are you skeptical, Billy?
Why does you guys always have to add lies to things just to give it some?
He
sort
just
of
wants to be involved.
I was listening in on the conversations, buddy.
He just wants to be around whatever it is. The thing is that you guys are talking about.
I'm not listening. I draw the line at lying about how emotional I was after a man passed away who was very nice to this radio show. And I'm telling you right now, Mike knows I was listening to those conversations. Why am I yelling?
Because you're defensive and you know it's true.
No, because of the ones I'm telling the truth.
You're not telling the truth. This is what happens when you have the facts, pound the facts. When you don't have the facts, pound the table.
I told enough of the truth, man. It was like 80%. A sprinkle of lies.
It's always got a sprinkle of lies.
Truth Sunday with a sprinkle of lies.
So Let us remember what happened, Billy. What's the matter with you? Are you just marveling at how bad he is?
I just love him, man.
He got you, huh?
Just keep talking, and eventually people will stop talking about you.
I love you too, Billy. He thought Billy was going to zag with you, and he zagged. How about that?
I think Billy's not being honest because he's...
Oh, he's a liar too. Oh,
whoa, what's going on? Everyone's a liar here all of a sudden.
Spent the entire segment making faces at every last word you've said and accused you of lying about the late Alan Thicke and what your relationship was with him simply because you want to be around the famous no matter how dead they are.
Funkhauser.
So here is Alan Thicke montage. We're going to remember him here because we do. We miss him as a show except for Stugatz who lies about everything.
Oh! Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Thank you. Thank you. I hear that. I can hear the walking ovation.
How should I introduce you, Alan? Is that okay? Father from Growing Pains? Is that all right? Or like, how should I be introduced?
Fine. You know, I think things like iconic, legendary, and maybe your highness all kind of, I'm fine with any of that.
How much money do you actually make just from the fact that you wrote two of the most famous television songs ever written?
I made enough to have three prenups.
I want to talk Tomas Hertl with him.
Yeah.
Is he the best player in hockey? Hockey correspondent.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah.
We were at the Setai for a lovely luncheon.
Balling.
And we're celebrating actually the fact this year that my wife and I turn 100 this year.
Hello, Mike. I have just risen from my slumber. I'm drinking a mint julep. I'm looking at beluga whales here in the Pacific Northwest, which is very relaxing because, as you know, it is tax time and the IRS is coming for an audit.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning or whenever.
Has Alan Thicke ever, while making love, played one of his son's songs?
I count on it. Are you kidding? It's the most perverse thing that I do.
Give me a list of what those things are that Shatner has turned down, that that Thicke has swooped in to do.
So, I mean, I did host a bunch of pageants. You know, I hosted Miss Universe and Miss World and Misconception. You name it, and I probably hosted it.
I want a dollar amount. How much money have you made by Shatner simply saying no?
$473.
Okay, excellent work by you. That was as the host of Misconception.
The only three words that Igor knew in English were vodka, dance, and girls. And I took it upon myself to make sure that all of that came true. And that was the last we saw him on the ice against Canadian teams for some time.
Really? Only the only three words that you need to know, right?
I think, I mean, you might not even need to know dance. It could have been remarkably thick or painfully thick or thankfully thick.
You seem to be very happy with your marriage.
I am. I've been happy with all of them.
We have our celebrity prognosticator. I've been told all show that it's a surprise. This suggests to me that we haven't been broadcasting this, that this is not a guest. They couldn't get a real celebrity. I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I don't know who this is or what this is, but if it was somebody super famous, we would have told you they were coming on, I think.
Hello. I'm going to try to overlook the not very famous introduction.
When Snoop Dogg on radio one day was asked who the weirdest, most unusual guy he ever smoked weed with was, and when he responded, Alan Thicke, my son's lines lit up like, was he mistaken? Was he talking about you? Could that have been your dad? To which my response, of course, was, well, I was at the same party, maybe in another part of the room.
I want to be there tonight when lightning strikes, fire on ice, something like that.
Is Turtle Wax still doing well? Is the business of turtle wax?
I
wasn't asking you. I was asking.
I've never waxed my turtle.
Okay.
I got my hands full with beavers.
We very much appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get you around here more often. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Dan. My pleasure. We'll talk again sometime.
I hope so. Alan Thicke, be careful. He'll steal your women. But I did want to talk about what's happening with the Miami Heat, because I believe what happened to Stephen A. Smith on his radio show now yesterday is what's happening all across America, because the Miami Heat are sort of, people are discovering, oh, wait, this team is actually good now.
You heard that? Someone called in and he checked the standings for the first time.
I saw the video clip of someone asked him about the Miami Heat, and he's been saying the Miami Heat are special, but then he went to his computer and was just basically looking at the roster. And one of the things, while he was naming guys in double digits and everything else, one of the things that I think happened there is that he was afraid to say the name of Bam Adebayo. I believe that he didn't, because he didn't even mention it, as you've got Zach Lowe and Bill Simmons saying on their podcast that, or Windhorst and Zach Lowe rather, saying on their podcasts that that
Windhorst and Bill Simmons on the BS Report. But
it's
great.
Yeah, it's confusing. No, fine. It's a Friday.
You're doing awesome.
You're fine.
So that
Windhorst has a Hoop Collective, and he also said something similar on our platform.
And Zach Lowe's a person, so I mean, you're good. I mean,
that Bam Adebayo is a top 20 player in the NBA. Amin, do you agree with that? Do you agree that Bam Adebayo is a top 20 player?
I think it might be a little premature, but he definitely has a lot of the traits of Draymond Green in terms of ability to impact the game on so many different ways. The difference between him and Draymond is he's in shape and he's a lot more disciplined. So,
well, he's also a better athlete, is he not?
A way better athlete.
This is not to disparage Draymond Green as an
Draymond,
athlete.
I would say Draymond's IQ is way, way, way beyond Bam's, but Bam is a pretty smart basketball player as well.
Just basketball IQ, because it was a Snapchat thing.
Basketball IQ. Draymond Green, very high. Bam, high as well, but not as high as Draymond.
So for those of you who don't know who that person is, he is responsible. The game last night that Joel Embiid is being celebrated for, that game, Bam has had it with a triple-double. He is a super efficient player. I saw him go coast-to-coast with the basketball as a seven-footer. The growth of this guy. What was the scouting report on him coming out of college? Did people have – nobody had him being this, right? He was late first round, wasn't he?
No, he was a lottery pick. He was a lottery pick. Pat Riley liked him. Pat Riley likes Kentucky guys, as a former Kentucky guy himself. But I don't know about the playmaking part of it. We didn't see a lot of it in college, but that was something that the Heat very early on figured out. And that's why, if you remember the first time around the Jimmy Butler trade talk, he was off limit. Remember, Chris was out here caping for Josh Richardson. It wasn't about Josh Richardson. It was actually about Bam Adebayo.
People always say Pat does it via free agency, and he did. He signed Jimmy Butler, but the last couple of drafts have been really, really good for Riley. To get Tyler Hero, to get Bam, to get these guys, I mean, it's turned the franchise
around. Riley's never cared about the draft.
I know.
Riley's never been the guy. He's playing for right now with free agents. He's never been somebody. Usually their teams aren't bad enough for the draft to matter for them, so they've largely been irrelevant in the draft, and they got lucky the year that Dwayne Wade was there, but they're usually not bad enough to draft that high. But I do believe, put it on the poll, Guillermo, did Stephen A. Smith know how to pronounce Adebayo?
Alan Thick Sound and Bam Talk, I'm all in. Dan Lebatard, middays right here on 560 The Joe. I'm all in on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. It's part of what I do at the radio station. I help them out with their affiliates. So we're going to hear from them next. They're not headed to the Heat game right now, I can tell you that. If you are headed to the Heat game, the tip is at 7 o'clock Miami time. That means around 7:10. So hopefully, safely, you can get there in time and catch what could be, thus far in the early season, the game of the year. I can tell you where Hawk and Crowder are headed right now. Once again, not to the American Airlines Arena. Hawk headed to the radio station's holiday party, while Crowder is either going to Funky Buddha or home. Either way, Funky Buddha is in his future. And of course, in your future, more of the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I'm Dan Day. Got some music birthdays. Former lead singer of Blink-182 and current lead singer of Angels and Airwaves, Tom DeLonge, 44 years old today. Here's a little bit of Tom DeLonge right here. Some other music birthdays, you may have heard of her, Taylor Swift, and then Jamie Foxx, she gives me money when I'm in need, 52, and then Ted Nugent, Uncle Teddy, 71 years old. Funny story, a couple of years ago I interviewed Ted Nugent before a concert and asked him, how do you stay so healthy, how do you stay so fit? He looked me in the eye and he said, everything I eat,
I kill with my own hands. That was the end of the interview. Now, I can tell you for a fact, Channing Crowder, he has eaten things he's killed with his own hands. Mark Hochman, can't say the same. Nonetheless, they team up weekdays from 3 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe and show you a good time, along with giving you some sports. Earlier today, what did they talk about? They told Dion Waiters to sat his ass down again. Lamar Jackson, less than Joe Burrow in age. Quarterbacks with skills, buy tickets, be on time. That's for all us Heat fans. Plus, headlines from Solana.
Does our on-air light work yet? I can't really see it out the door. I know that Power 96's on-air light was working. Does ours go on when we're talking? Not yet? All right, they're getting there. They're installed. I saw Power 96's in the hall turn big, bright green while they were on the air. So I just want to see if ours was working. Not yet.
Maybe next Christmas, we got them.
Miami Heat announced yesterday Dion Waiters has been suspended for 6 more games.
No, this dude's not going to play.
I mean, really?
Come on, man.
I mean, this is silly at this point, isn't it? I don't know what's going on.
Actually, he's getting bread.
No, this is unpaid.
But I'm saying even the games he's just sitting there eating popcorn, he's making money this year.
But the announcement yesterday said the Miami Heat announced that Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued insubordination. His suspension will begin immediately. Like, I thought they were coming together. I thought they were having like a moment. Remember, he apologized to the team, and then. But I don't know what's going on. We'll find out though.
I'll tell you this. If anybody has Dion Waiters' contact, I don't want to talk to him about basketball. He never needs to get married.
He needs to.
He doesn't learn his lesson.
He needs to. Same thing with Antonio Brown, right?
To never get married.
What's going on with AB now? I mean, that dude is up and down.
No. Medically, I think he's bipolar, manic depressant. Yeah. Yes, because I'm sorry. Then he wakes up the next day and he goes crazy. Then he apologizes. Man, the dude's nuts.
Most interesting fact last night during the Ravens-Jets game. Did you hear what Troy Aikman mentioned? Did you hear it, Solana?
No, I didn't.
Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Is that unbelievable? I just saw the look on your face and Solana's face. Everybody had, like, when I heard it, I mean, that's unbelievable. Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow.
Ooh, we got some good football ahead of us.
Holy hell.
Man, special.
That's staggering.
That's why you leave early.
Wow. That's crazy, right? I mean, that's crazy. Lamar Jackson is playing. Is he the most, because I saw radio.com had put out a poll. Who's more exciting to watch at quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
Without question for you?
Yes, because of the both dynamics of the run game.
But I mean, Patrick Mahomes with the no-look passes and the left-handed passes, right-handed passes.
His best season was last year, 50 touchdowns.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson's at 33.
Right.
He'll be into the mid-40s before the end of the season if they play him, because now they're going to clinch the AFC.
Right, I think they did.
Yeah, so like, I don't know if they'll play Lamar. Lamar can get around 50 touchdown passes just like Patrick Mahomes, but also have 10 rushing touchdowns and 1,000 yards rushing. So it's the both dynamics of it. That man is impressive.
Can you imagine that? Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Most staggering little factoid from last night's game.
I punched myself in the stomach. I think I needed a physical reprimand when I said he shouldn't have played last night.
Oh, how about before the season when you didn't believe in him? Why don't you punch yourself in the face too?
I need to. I might let you hit me for that
one. You know what? You got to go back before the season. I think it had to be the week of Dolphins-Ravens, because why else would we have been talking about Lamar Jackson? You've got to go back. When he gets named MVP, Solana, this dude went 10 or 15 minutes telling you why Lamar Jackson will not make it.
Everybody you weren't sure of have ended up being the best players or teams in the NFL. The 49ers. Ooh. You didn't believe in the 49ers?
No, I didn't.
Although no one did. I like, did anyone really? I didn't believe in them until they were like 10-1.
Yes.
At 9-1. I was like, I'm not really certain.
Yeah, but then you were praising the Cowboys. You had them as locks to make the playoffs.
Both of us.
They lose 3 straight.
Both of us.
Yes.
We both got fooled by the Cowboys.
I had a rough year.
Lamar Jackson one, though. That, I mean, this dude looks like he is playing a different game than everyone else.
He is?
He is. He's playing a different game
because
than everyone else.
They're saying, oh, he broke Vic's record. You know, Vic never got the 30 passing touchdowns.
Right. No,
in
he
his
was,
career, he
was
never a, had a 30 passing
he
touchdown.
He was a run-first guy. Lamar Jackson can sit in the pocket and throw dimes.
As
dime
long as he wants
after
to.
Dime.
And then, oh, you're going to put two safeties deep?
All right, I'll just run this one.
Watch this.
Yeah.
That's all it. If the man stays healthy, it's going to be something special. I was on Home and Home today. I had the Skype thing. Skype is weird, man.
I don't.
Skype is weird.
Do young people use Skype regularly, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, now with FaceTime.
Oh, right, right.
Better,
it's not as
but
much of a
like in high
deal.
School and in college, when we do group projects, it was all through Skype.
Yeah, because Home and Home is a radio.com show. It's Ross Tucker and Dave Briggs.
There you go, Briggs.
David Briggs.
Yes.
So it's on the radio.com app, and it's also on the radio.com website,
yeah.
I think. So they show video. So you Skyped in.
I was Skyped in on it, and they were asking me, like, is this sustainable? They were talking about, like, throughout this year, like, to Super Bowl. And I was like, I think this is sustainable for 6 or 7 years until his body breaks down.
Right.
That's all Lamar has to worry about. And when he broke the record, when he got to 1040 to beat Vic, he got the hell knocked out.
He got hit.
And he was talking about it post-game. He was like, yeah. So people were telling me congratulations. I got up, and I was like, bro, I just got the hell knocked out.
Where am I?
What's going on? So, yes, if he can stay healthy, it would be amazing to watch him run through the next 7 years of doing what he's doing.
Yep.
It can't. That style of quarterback will never have a 19-year career like Brady. There's no chance.
It would seem impossible.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, your body, the Father Time's undefeated. But what if you get 7, 8 years out of that?
What more could you ask for?
Three Super Bowl rings.
I mean, imagine the last 7 years we spent with Ryan Tannehill, not to revisit yesterday's discussion.
I'm going
to
bring my list back out.
But imagine if it was the opposite. And it was Lamar Jackson.
And then he gets old, and you go get another guy.
And
you know there's some quarterback in high school right now that is Lamar Jackson is
going to be
eligible for draft in about 5 years from now. Like,
and we could have had Lamar Jackson, too.
Stephen Ross should have pulled that checkbook out and said, listen, I'm the money man.
That's the story, right? Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson, and Chris Greer said no. Chris Greer overruled him.
Yeah, but Armando Salguero and Adam Beasley both kind of proved that was more of just like a story.
So that's lore that's not real?
Yeah, I mean, there was some truth behind it, but it wasn't as we all kind of consumed where Stephen Ross left the press conference or left the media room, didn't want to talk to Fitzpatrick. Like, it wasn't all as it was hyped up to be.
But did in a meeting, didn't Stephen Ross suggest to the Dolphins front office, we should take a quarterback, we should take Lamar Jackson, local guy?
He said we should trade down and maybe get some more assets, and we still get a quarterback later on. Now, I think that was a story where he didn't say, I want Lamar Jackson, but
right.
He was like, couldn't we trade down? Because it was Minka Fitzpatrick's year. Couldn't we trade down and get a quarterback later on or, you know, gain some more assets trading out of? That would be the 10 spot, because that's when the Cardinals – I mean, 11, because that's when the Cardinals took Rosen at 10. They traded up. So, yes, listen to Stephen. That man's a billionaire. He got to know something.
Guy's made some correct decisions in his lifetime.
He gave Ndamukong Suh $100 million.
That is true. Well, really, that was Mike Tannenbaum, though.
Oh, and this dude's on TV talking like he's a genius.
Like a genius.
I get mad when I see Tannenbaum.
Although we just pointed out in this segment, I mean, you're getting paid on radio, and you've been wrong on everything this season.
I knew Rodgers was going to be good. As Michael Thomas. Didn't I tell y'all Michael Thomas is going to ball in New Orleans?
You've been right
What's
on.
What's going on here?
Let's get headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana on this Football Friday.
What about me riding Kobe Fleener's coattail for 3 years?
Man, when you lock in on something. I told you before, this dude had Kobe Fleener Tourette's.
I was drafted him in the first round.
Anything that happened,
draft.
He would just blurt out, Kobe Fleener!
Come on, Kobe. Let's go.
I don't, he doesn't even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's, right?
No.
Got Kobe Bryant. Kobe White.
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Kobe Beef.
And Kobe Beef. Kobe Fleener does not even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's. Guy sang his praises for 3 seasons.
Come on, Fleener. Do it.
All right, what do you got for headlines, Salon? This is a big night in the NBA.
And we'll start off with hockey as the Florida Panthers lose 3-1 to the Islanders yesterday. Two straight losses for the Cats.
What's going on, Panthers?
They're on that 9-game homestand. Through 6 games, they're 3-3.
Yeah, you'd like to have at least a couple ties in there, OTs in there maybe to get a point or two extra, but so what do they have through 6 games? They've got 6 points.
3-3, 6 points,
yeah.
And it's not getting any easier. They host the Bruins, the best team in the NHL tomorrow.
All right.
They whooped the Bruins last time.
No, they didn't. They came back in the third period.
Hey, man, whooped them. They had more points at the end of the game.
They did. They did. Remember? They were down 4-1 or 4-0 in the third. 4-0 in the third in Boston.
Yes.
And won that game. All right, what else you got there, Solana?
Now we'll get to the NBA. A big night in Miami. It's the Heat hosting LeBron James and the LA Lakers. 7 p.m., everybody. 7 p.m. It was 8. Now it's 7 p.m.
Yeah. Be there on time. This is crazy. If you've got Heat Lakers tickets and you're not going to be there on time, what are you doing? It just doesn't even make any sense.
You're missing the first 5 minutes. Who cares?
No, you missed the first 5 minutes. That's fine. I'm talking about people that are going to saunter it. My right hand to God. Now, they must have been somewhere else. My right hand to God. I went to the Heat Bulls game a couple Sundays ago, and I was sitting in fifth row behind the basket. I told you, it was right next to Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning.
Big man.
Yeah, Jack. Nobody sitting in the two seats next to me and my son the entire game. Mother and a daughter came and sat there with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Crunch time.
Now, it did go to overtime. Fans. It went to overtime.
Yeah, crunch time fans.
And so she showed me, because I was sitting in those seats, and I had to move over two because I had the actual two that were next to those, and she showed me like her ticket like on her phone, like, hey, we've got these seats. So I said to her, I go, you know, you missed some of the game.
Why would you do that?
And she just kind of gave me a look and then immediately went to Instagramming or something.
Have you been to Hyde?
Oh, after a game or during a game?
During.
Yeah, during a game.
You'll get lost in there.
That's the problem.
Grey Goose Lounge?
That's the problem.
Ooh.
All right, what else you got? So go there, man. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Just leave now. It's 10 after 2. Leave now. Get to the arena.
You also come out of Hyde smelling like a little something.
I feel wrong when I'm in there. I'm going to get arrested.
Sticking with the Miami Heat and doing things wrong, the Heat have announced Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his third time, failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued, bear with me here, insubordination.
Yeah, we'll talk with Ira Winderman the next segment. We can ask him.
And I'm going to ask him one thing. This is a question I got written down. Pat and Spo, they failed with Dion Waiters. Communication, whatever it is, the connection, whatever it is, talking to Dion. Spo and Riley have failed with Dion Waiters. Something should have happened. Some conversation should have been had that they get on the same page. They're still not on the same page. What is it? Third year here? 3 years, and you're still suspending this guy?
I mean, the same thing kind of happened with Hassan Whiteside, right?
Yes.
It just never worked. As much leeway as they tried to give him. Did you see Whiteside's game last night, by the way? You didn't see his game last night?
No, I didn't.
I got to find the stats of this. This is unbelievable.
I'm guessing he didn't ball.
No, he did ball.
Well, Hassan Whiteside double-double, 10-10.
No, I got to find this. Because I saw the headline on Yahoo Sports, Hassan Whiteside's big night leaves Trailblazers pondering. Hmm. It was that good.
I only get updates when he has a bad game. I make sure of that.
Let's see what he did here. Career high 33 points, 13 points in the first quarter on 6 of 8 shooting and 6 rebounds in the first quarter. Hit his first and only 3-point attempt of the season.
And downhill from here.
I got to see what the actual numbers were. I'm just looking through the thing. All right, what else, guys? I got to get to Ira because we're going to talk with Julian Davenport this hour as well from the Dolphins.
Yeah, congrats, Hassan. Have fun in being out of the playoffs this season.
I don't know if the Blazers aren't going to make the playoffs. I know they're having their troubles. I'm not certain that I would count the Blazers out of the playoffs right now.
Well, the NBA makes the playoffs.
I mean, it's Dame Lillard still, you know?
They're the 11th seed right now.
Okay, all right.
Remember this. Mark my words. Blazers will miss the playoffs.
All right. Write that down.
Tomorrow, UM hosts Alabama.
Push the button.
Where's my button?
Hit that button, Crowder.
Hit that button.
UM hosts Alabama A&M, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center. And sticking with the NBA, a sad story. Former Commissioner David Stern admitted to a New York City hospital yesterday, suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Ooh, how old is he? He's got to be up there, huh?
Yeah, he's old.
80s?
No.
No?
70s. No.
70s? Is that it for headlines? You got weather?
It's going to be rainy from today through the next 5 days, an actual 5-day forecast. And we'll get some starting next week on Monday and Tuesday. The lows will drop into the 50s. That's your Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Thank you for that outlook of the weather, Alejandro Solana. I'm seeing on TV right now, 20 minutes tip-off, Heat, Lakers. That gives you just enough time to listen to the Hawkman highlights and Crowder Crowd Pleasers that I put together, kind of a wrap-up of the week that was on the show.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Hot, Hockman highlight.
Boneless? Boneless is not a flavor, though, is it?
I don't know. It's in that gray area. Number five was dinosaur shapes, and then number six, Lunchables.
Flavors, though, huh?
Huffman highlights.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
The Asian Sing is one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like that one.
Sure. And that translates to women. It translates to everything.
Delicioso.
Flavors, though, huh?
Fine, but again, if you're a Starbucks lover, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
What?
Huffman highlights.
I'm going to Solange the hell out of Alex Haynesburg.
Will Mantle got the best eyebrows in television.
What?
Ooh, a highlight.
How Miami was playing and how the Fighting Illini looked like they were wearing key lime pies as shoes, which you would imagine be tough to play basketball
very tough.
Wearing key lime pies as shoes.
Might be good in the bedroom, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but sure.
Man, that'll get you going.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Crowder Caliente.
Want the knife.
Viva Nepal.
Hola, Mexico.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
See Lamar Jackson on a 42-foot screen. Yeah, what's up?
That's the highlight of my day.
You can save up to 40% going with Joanna Joanna Hernandez. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 15.
Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one?
Hernandez.
You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know. I'm yelling. It's Henderson.
I was
God bless. Good night. Dolly.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
What?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I'm pleased.
If you like those Hockman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers, you can download the podcast of that, the show Hockman and Crowder, this show, or any show you hear on 560 Joe by going to our website, WQAM.com, wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free, or download the radio.com app. Always fun, always pleasurable. Hopefully that's what you'll be saying after the Heat Lakers game tonight. If not, hey, tomorrow will be a new day, and Monday we'll be back with the Hawk and Crowder Show. We'll be back with the Best of the Joe Show at 6 o'clock and plenty, plenty more. I am Dan Day. Please give me a follow on Twitter. You can always step into the day spa and plenty of other fun musings. That Twitter handle is at Dan Day Radio. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, you're in South Florida after all. It should always be a great weekend. I'm going to the radio station's holiday party. It's the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.